It's the Fat Guy Radio swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Many different designs available in your favorite color. Order yours today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Check back daily for new designs at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
Skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Well, everybody, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show for all of you. We are proud to be back with you. Yes, yes, yes. DA and everybody is here and happy to be so. Sorry.
Especially after last week's debacle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, right? I mean, we got to it on the after thing, but, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah. Way to over.
We apologize.
Way to undersell it there, DA. Yeah, we
showing everybody our P&Ls.
We had some technical difficulties last week. Not our fault. We apologize for that, but the technical difficulties were corrected in time enough for us to record our bonus show that will be dropping in just a little under 48 hours from now. So those of you that are Afterburn subscribers, you will enjoy that.
Yes.
As well, and we'll make up for that. But very quickly, we got a lot to get to because we weren't here last week by no fault of mine or DT's.
Okay. Blame me.
But just real quick, let's get it out of the way. And I don't want to spend a lot of time with this. I want to do it at the front of the show, and I want to move on to something stupid.
I'm down. Yeah,
I love doing it in the front.
But let's just get this out of the way.
We all want to know what the other half of DT is doing on Cinco de Mayo. DT?
Way to step on it. Doug, verdict reaction. Home dude with the knee, the former cop.
Derek Chauvin.
Yeah, was found guilty on all counts. Real quick, DT, any reaction to that verdict?
Good job. Keep cops accountable.
I did say quick.
You did.
I literally did say quick.
Yeah, you did.
DA?
That was supposed to happen, but I'm glad it happened.
Okay. My reaction was I could imagine thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of black people gearing up to riot. To turn over the city as they sat there and they watched it. And it says on the first count and they say guilty. I just imagine all these black people like, what?
Yeah. And you know what? If it did happen, they had the news.
They were ready.
In George Floyd's parents' house or family's house as they were reading the verdict. I didn't like that either.
It's
not draft night.
Yeah, it was like, draft night.
No. That's not cool. I did not like that.
They were literally expecting, the media was expecting this to go the way so many other of them have. Yeah. I, for one, will say, and I will own up for this, I had zero hope that this was going to, that verdict was going to go any other way. And I was just basing that off of his history of cases when it comes to police officers being brought up on charges.
Yeah.
The percentage of them being found guilty or convicted is so drastically low.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a percent of a percent of a percent.
Yeah.
That they normally skate and walk on these things all the time. So I had zero hope.
I think it's something called something immunity. That they can walk and I'll look it up, but it's sick because they can get away literally with murder.
Yeah.
Did it feel like immunity? Did it feel like it was just, you were just like, what do we do now? Like we've never had one in the win column. What are we going to do with all, what are we going to do with all these t-shirts?
Right. OJ kind of,
That wasn't a win.
But the glove didn't fit, so you must have quit.
Oh, the glove didn't fit. Yeah, I know. But
it was more like a payback. Like, ha, justice system. Doesn't work for you now, too.
It does not seem like it. I'm like, I was astonished at it. The glove does not fit as DT is
I see what he
portraying like there in
G-string.
His day for YouTube. But I just think that there were a whole lot of people that were like ready to be outraged. And then when they weren't outraged, there was a lot of people that were a lot of black people that were just literally standing around the country and around the world doing DT's famous line. What do I do with my hands?
See, I felt that after the verdict, there should have been block parties on every street. Mm. And it should have been like the final scene in episodes, let me see, 6, Return of the Jedi, after they just defeated the Empire and every planet in star system is having their own little party because the Empire is dead.
Mm. I don't think they were ready to party. I don't think anybody was ready to party. Nah, I think
and
everybody.
Empire's not dead.
Yeah.
That's true.
They killed somebody that same day. The Micaiah Bryant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The 15-year-old girl that same day, right after the trial.
Wasn't there a murder like just like up the street from the
Minneapolis.
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
Oh my God, I thought it was my taser.
Oh yeah.
So the taser, you know, the Empire is still alive and kicking.
Empire is still alive and kicking.
Defund the police.
Oh God, no, please. No.
Uh-oh, so Corey, issues.
So Corey could be unsafe.
Corey does feel safer with the police. He's like, he probably says, oh, the police, good.
You know what, DA? Damn it. You guys got to change your names.
Is that a dump?
Let me change my name.
Did I dump myself? Oh, I did. I'm sorry. 810.
What do you want my name to be?
DA. There was a time where I felt more safe around police officers. Mm-hmm. But I watched something on YouTube. And we're going to get into another YouTube video, hopefully later in the show. But I watched something on, Hulu. I watched something on Hulu.
Was it Well Wars?
No, it wasn't Well Wars. I was not watching my former sex tape. See, ladies and gentlemen, I'm an orca whale. And DT just hurt my feelings.
I thought you were a humpback.
Hey, I've never seen.
Listen now, hell. Let's stay focused here.
Okay.
So I watched something on TV that really disturbed me and why and cements why my faith in my comfort level with police officers is a little waned.
Mm.
I watched the I just had a blank. It's the Jesus man, not Mahalia Jackson.
Is it a singer? She's a
singer.
Slaves?
Black singer was being threatened by the government.
Christina Aguilera.
No, she had a song that was made her famous by. She was singing a song about lynchings. Billie Holiday. I watched the Billie Holiday documentary whatever that chick name was that did it.
I got you, Corey.
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
I have to un-Google how do whales have sex, which is really interesting.
Thank you, DA, for your sacrifice. You know,
he's over there watching whale porn.
He's over there watching orca penises while I'm sitting here trying to rack my old man brain.
The United States versus Billie Holiday.
Yes. Who was the actress that started it? Who was that? Who's actually a singer, not an actress?
Andra Day.
Audra Day. Okay.
Audra Day. I've never heard of her.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I've heard of her. She's got a very unique tone.
Cassandra Monique Beatty.
Yeah. So I watched the Billie Holiday story and it disturbed me because did you know? I really want to get to something stupid and this is going down a road that I don't want to go down, but I have to follow it.
Mm.
Did you know that lynchings are still not federally illegal?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. They refused to sign the bill.
The bill has been sitting there.
Mm. Yeah, just sitting there.
But that makes sense because there's still in this nation things called sundown towns. You guys know what those are?
No. What are sundown towns?
Sundown towns are towns where if you are African American, you need to be out before sundown or legally they can do things to you.
Oh, what? That's, oh yeah, that's called Scottsdale, Arizona.
Like, racism is still alive, folks. They just be concealing it.
So they don't have phones and cameras or guns as black folk in that town?
Okay, if you and your family are driving through a sundown town, just mm-hmm. on a road trip, and you get caught after sundown in county lines, and they kill your whole family, and the whole town, that's what I'm saying, and the whole town is all for it, what's going to happen?
That means the police force is behind it, the mayor of that town, all
there's
the political
officials. There's enough
Karens
in the United States to blow the whistle on that one. I call shenanigans.
Well,
bro, look up the reports of how many people go missing in the South.
Look, my internet plan, I can only Google three things a night.
No,
I already did.
I'm not saying tonight. I'm saying do your research. Look up how many African Americans have been, their disappearance have been unsolved, and the last place they were seen was in the South.
Okay, past what year?
You can do it last year.
Really?
But you know,
okay, I'm gonna look that up.
Okay, well, while you look that up, DT, you make a very valid point. And I think that what you just explained is where Little D has been.
Start the party.
Yeah. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy? Yes, we got Corey. He's bougie AF. And we got DT. He never does anything. And then DA. He's lazy. And Little D, yo, he's crazy. Putting together, they all fun. Here we come again with that Fat Guy Radio Show. Running.
Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy
Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio
Show. It's the Fat Guy
Radio
Show.
Podcast.
Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy
Radio
Show. It's the Fat Guy
Radio
Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast, ho. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast in over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's hot talk radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And my co-host, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Hello.
And I am your host. Want to try that one more again with some bass in your voice?
Holla.
Little puberty happening right here at the top of the show. And I'm your host. Holla. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Yeah. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. Use hashtag FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. We may read them on the air, so watch what you say. You're also welcome to slide in our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And hey, have you stopped by the swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store? Just added the new It's My Birthday design. Starting at just $21.49 plus shipping and handling, the It's My Birthday design, inspired by my yearly birthday shirt I wear on my birthday, available in t-shirt, tank top, sweatshirt, and, folks, for the first time ever, available on tie-dye.
What?
In men's and women's, up to size 5XL. Make a statement, remind others, or order one as a perfect birthday gift. This design and many more available now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls all around the world. Welcome to the Shody Whoa. We're going to dive right into it. Feet first, mouth open, head down.
That's actually a really good segue. Can I please tell y'all how whales have sex? Please, just it's really quick.
You know what, DA? I am appalled. I'm RuPauled at the fact that you think that this show is so guttered that me and D-Tay and our Fatnetics would be entertained by the education of how whales have sex.
It's romantic.
First of all, D-A, you don't even know why you're laughing so much at the RuPaul joke.
Oh, I wasn't laughing at the RuPaul. I didn't even hear RuPaul be brought up.
Because he said, I am appalled, and RuPaul, he's dragged. You done dragged him.
You done dragged me.
Oh, he was in a sundown
but
town.
But D-A, for you to think that our...
oh, no.
All right.
For you to think that our fans... And Dite and I are would be interested and entertained in whales having sex.
Do you know?
No, I don't. Please share.
Okay. The male
I was
and female
tell you, text it to me.
Spend time rolling around each other. All then right. They take a deep
hold
dive
on, hold
into
on,
the-
hold on. We got to set the mood for these, these whales getting the love, you know, the love boat. Love. I mean, it gives a whole new meaning to love boat, doesn't it?
Love
boat. Hey, that's a fact.
We got to give some whales some love here.
Let me drink some Crown, too.
Get a little bit of that Crown going, and we're going to, of course, what am I doing? I'm going to the sound bed trying to find, wait for it, a sound bite. Can I find it? No, of course not.
I have an idea. How about you like act like you did it and then just add it in post? Just add it in post.
How about you add this in post?
Ooh.
Now we gotta blur that in post.
You know, it really irritates me that I stopped the show. And I know there are people out there that get mad at the fact that Corey can never find anything in his damn machine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a video of what this machine looks like and what this iPad app looks like and how unuser-friendly it really is.
Why don't you send it to me and let me handle that?
Because when I send stuff to you to get handled, it doesn't get handled. I might as well just go ahead, take the video, and just put it in the trash. You know how many pictures of my balls I've sent to you, and you have yet to handle them?
What?
Two. Two. There was two pictures of your balls that you sent. Can we
and
say
each
that?
One was an individual.
All right. Well, sex. Go.
It took me that long to find that common reoccurring theme.
Yeah, because it was
ball
actually
selfie.
It was actually on the bed that I started on, but my old man eyes didn't see it, so I swiped right through it. And then when I got to the end of bed 15, I said, you know what, I'm going to start over from the beginning, and there it was.
I call a director's meeting of the BDB network after the show.
The show would have to have some direction in order to have directors. Well, sex, go.
We're waiting for P&Ls.
My heart. The male and female spend time rolling around each other.
Can you use your outside voice? This is radio. I understand you're trying to be suave and cool right now, but for the recorded portion that's happening over here to my left, I'm going to need you to bring that volume up a little bit. I thought we talked about this.
Yeah.
Take from the top.
The male and female spend time rolling around each other. Then they take a deep dive into the ocean abyss as they continue to communicate with each other. Suddenly, they fly upwards and cross the surface. And as do the male thrust a penis into the vulva, and ejaculates. That's some romantic stuff right there.
I was doing the whale sounds. I learned how to do whale sounds from Dory and Finding Nemo.
No, you learned that from breathing.
Moses has got a new cupcake.
All right.
This is a bad mama jamma.
It's a bad mama jamma.
When you bite into it, whales have sex and glitter.
Like, they both know when that whale is about to ejaculate, and then they just fly into the air.
You know why? Because whales are very good communicators, Doug. You should try it.
They literally say, as they continue to communicate, it's like they're having mind sex.
You know what they were saying?
They're having verbal sex.
Yeah,
they don't. He doesn't hit it until he's about to ejaculate.
Because she didn't threw that butt in a circle so much that the wave done grabbed his gorilla whale penis and got it rock hard and it was so vibrating. And then he's like, yo, I'm about to go. She says, not now, not now. To the surface we go. And they fly up. And then he's like, yeah.
Bam. Look, hey, next time wifey and I go to the ocean, she gonna have to watch me. I'm gonna be looking for a whale, bitch. That's some.
D.A., you know there is a story of a guy that actually got arrested. Oh. No, got arrested because he was actually having sex with whale blowholes.
That seems a little different, Corey.
He was sticking his male genitalia in a whale's blowhole.
Like a living one?
And
oh, yeah.
Swimming.
Give me that blowhole.
He had on the whale.
He had on the breathing apparatus. And I guess his wetsuit had a specific set of pockets.
It wasn't Aquaman, that was kind of torn
away, and he was caught, you know, getting it on with the blowholes.
That's a horny mug. That was your brother, wasn't it?
You got to be a whole different breed.
You know what?
Man,
if you are a guy,
like, yo, that's that blowhole.
If you're willing to go to scuba training to stick your penis in a whale's blowhole, I say you should be able to do it.
How wide is a whale's blowhole? Oh, you've exceeded your searches for the day. Damn it, DJ!
All right, so boys, you know how when you go to other places around the world, and we're up on a break.
And see, he missed that. I set it up perfect. That was Chris Paul throwing to tractor trailer.
That would be 2255. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, I can't really bust his balls about it because I got dumped earlier in the show. So, DT, while we're in the same moment, why don't you just go ahead and get it out the way? And we'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back.
Corey, you know, I do my makeup every single show day on Thursdays, but people won't see us if they don't know where to go. They can go to YouTube and like, comment, and subscribe to my beautiful face.
It's not just your face, it's all of our faces. My face is there, D-Tay's face is there, Little D's face is sometimes there.
Well, sometimes, yeah, he's on that N-word time.
But you're absolutely right, D.A. We go through a lot to look good on our live stream, so we like to invite everyone to catch us out on our live stream. And the one greatest thing about the live stream is that people can interact with us.
I mean, they can comment live time and then they'll be on the show.
And become part of the show.
Can I say like, comment, and subscribe again?
Say like, comment, and subscribe again.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Again.
Again.
Our show streams live on Facebook on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then you can watch us the next day on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/FatGuyRadioShow. It's amazing. Only thing about that on YouTube the next day, you can comment, but it won't be on the show.
I mean, but we'll see it because we watch me all the time on the playbacks.
Well, I'm on the show too, dear.
I usually skip forward.
Where do you think AK-47, Lady K, Martha Moo, and all those guys and gals get their fame from?
Me?
No commenting on our live stream, dear.
Oh, on live on Bookface.
Live on Facebook, Thursdays at 7 p.m.
What time again?
7
p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
I'll see you there, maybe.
You have to be there, D.A. You're part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, this ain't gonna have to burn.
No, that was the last commercial.
Oh.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, Target is featuring some amazing spring deals, including 25% off furniture and a free $10 gift card when you purchase women's clothing and up to 20% off home decor. When you think Target, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Target, expect more, pay less. Welcome back to the show, D-Whoa. Appreciate that so much. I was getting ready to transition into something that I thought was stupid, but we weren't here last week, which seems to be the theme of the show. But I wanted to recap my birthday.
Oh, yeah, it was your birthday.
It was my birthday, and if you listened all the way through the last episode, there was a goose egg at the end where we talked about what my plans were, and I believe Hula's Modern Tiki was in the scope. The tamale store on Cave Creek Road was in the scope. A non-dairy ice cream cake was in the scope of my birthday. And I was probably going to do, you know, some stupid breakfast, like, you know, at Denny's or something, because I like their French.
Why call Denny's stupid?
Because, you know, it's not, you know, when people think Corey, they don't necessarily think Denny's.
Who's people?
People.
Bougie people.
When they think Corey, that's what they think. They don't think Corey's sitting in a Denny's, even though I've gone on record to say I will 3 a.m. Waffle House in a minute.
Ooh, yeah, Waffle House.
Pre-pandemic.
Waffle House was the ish.
And the Waffle House up
peanut
by
butter waffles. Ooh.
The Waffle House up by my house be popping at 3 a.m. in the morning. You ain't it's always doing, a show.
You ain't even doing it right, DA. I'll tell Put you what on. I do. Corey knows exactly what I do.
I know he does. Every little move you do before the bus.
Well, no, because Corey and me have frequent the Waffle House.
Yes, because we're friends, ass.
I know I'm just the third wheel here. I understand.
So I get that all-star.
You can be more DA if you choose.
I get that all-star that they have, right?
She's not.
With the hash, two over-easy eggs, bacon, and sausage. And then I go ahead and get a peanut butter chocolate chip waffle. And you got to do this right when they deliver the waffle to you. You go ahead, because if they give you a cold waffle, it don't work. But you get the fresh waffle, they put the chips on it, it starts to melt, and you melt it all, spread it all together around. And it makes this peanut butter chocolate goodness. Then you put the butter on top, then you top it with syrup. It is the best thing ever.
My heart just skipped.
That is the most, and I make fun of him every time he gets that damn waffle, because that's a waffle that my son would eat at 14 years old.
Like,
and DT is a grown ass man having a kid waffle.
It is a grown man waffle.
And he gets like it every time. Happy,
it does.
Looks like it makes him
every
happy.
Single time. And I finish the whole meal every single time.
No, what makes him happy is the fact that, you know, he's having a sugar loaded waffle. And that's what makes him. That's what makes him happy.
Yeah.
DA, how do you think I take my waffles?
Anally.
Well, I failed at my birthday, ladies and gentlemen. I slept through it. My old ass woke up too late.
Nice.
On my birthday, I literally had the whole day laid out.
How late?
I slept till noon.
Oh, you can hit Denny's at noon and still start?
Well, the thing is, though, DA, I had the whole day. I was going to start the day off with some Denny's breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I was going to go and grab the ice cream cake while I was en route to stopping through the tamale store.
Mm.
And then I was going to finish it all up with dinner at Hula's Modern Tiki.
Okay.
So when I woke up late and I overslept, I don't know if this happens to you, but when I oversleep, I'm groggy for the rest of the day. I just never get to chugging. I never hit that stride.
I'm the opposite.
That must be that 170 years old.
It must be.
Yeah. Because I'm the opposite. If I sleep until noon, I'm energized. I'm like, cool.
I felt like death all day. No energy.
I'm the complete opposite of both of you guys. No matter what time I wake up, I'm ready to go.
This is not true. However,
He calls shenanigans.
Just could detail. You are a perpetual morning person.
I'm a night person too.
No, you're not.
If I take a nap and then wake up.
If you old man nap and then wake up.
Exactly.
So you're
I'm
not.
To go.
So there's parameters. I hit my stride at 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening every day. That's when I'm at my best.
It sounds like you need to sleep until 2.
Right.
But when I get up at a normal hour, like an 8 or a 9 o'clock, I'm good. DA, it's literally like I'm a 747 in more ways than one. It takes me a while gathering speed. Take off wheels up.
That's everybody.
When
though,
I wake up for my numbers job around 7:50. I log on around 7:55.
Oh, that's your issue. You got to give yourself more time in the morning to get going.
No, I can't.
Like 30 minutes.
Even if I give myself 30 minutes, man, it does not work for me. I have a bad attitude then.
You have a bad attitude all the time.
I have a bad attitude when I'm around you.
Well, you're around me every time I'm around you. So you have a bad attitude.
He's around everyone at all times.
Thank you very much.
He's what's keeping us on Earth. He's
gravity. Just called me gravity. But I beat you to it.
I just...
Oh, Jesus. Again. 31:30. So if I get up... Have more drinks, D.A.
This is an afterburn, bro. You can't be drinking on the real show.
I ain't got to work tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
If I get up at 8 o'clock, I'm normally going and functional around 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. if I sleep past 11:30, I'm groggy for the whole day. I just never hit that stride, and I have a bad taste in my mouth all day. So on my birthday, I had planned on getting up early. I even set the alarms, all four of them. I set all four of the alarms to get up, and they all went off, and I snoozed every last one of them MFers, and I said, oh, just 5 more minutes. And then 5 more minutes turned into 30 minutes. 30 minutes turned into an hour. An hour turned into 4 hours. And then I woke up, and I said, damn it. Only thing I have energy to do now is to go pick up my ice cream cake. So I went and picked up my ice cream cake, and the whole day, I went 2 places the whole day. Neither one of them were on the list of plans, and I got sick after eating there.
Mm. Ooh, where did you go?
KFC.
Ah,
I knew it.
I regretted it. I regretted it the moment my hand touched my germ key and my germ key grabbed the bag through the drive-thru. I regretted it right then. I said, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. But I did it. Literally, this is what I was so out of it for my birthday. I got up 30 minutes, had some coffee, tried to get things going. Felt like the day was already over. But I knew I had to go pick up my ice cream cake because I specialty ordered it. And I went and I got up about 45 minutes after I got up. I got in the car. I went and I got the ice cream cake. And then I kid you not, boys, I aimlessly drove around North Glendale, not realizing or not even knowing where I was going to go.
Aw, you're joyriding.
Literally.
That's cool.
It was just joyride. I ran into 4 accidents.
Wow.
On that Friday.
You're still in Phoenix.
And I was literally just aimlessly driving around. I was like, okay, well, I don't want to go all the way to the tamale store because that's all the way in Cape Creek. I don't want to go over the Hula's because Hula's is all the way in Deer Valley.
Eeyore.
I don't want to go. I was just muggy and
moody.
All you
had to do was switch the two.
I was
after
muggy.
After Denny's, go to your lunch spot. Then you could go home and get right and then go to Hula's.
And it was all screwed up, DA, because my OCD overprepared ass had everything mapped out on a spreadsheet. And when the first thing didn't happen, it threw me off for the entire day. And all I ended up having for my birthday was horrible KFC that made me sick later that night. And I don't even feel like I bought the KFC. I'll say it this way. Sorry for those of you that are eating while you're listening to this. I didn't buy the KFC, DA. I rented it.
Oh, right out your
You don't have to really put the other. You don't have to put the additional punctuation on the joke, DA. Mm-hmm. I got it out there. The people have puked. But then you just made them sick by putting that extra punctuation. I literally put an exclamation point on it, and you came in with a semicolon. We didn't need the semicolon.
Was it the same color as the chicken, like when it went in?
See, now you're just putting on the other exclamation
ask
point.
Ask anybody. I love crap.
We don't want to talk crap now.
I know you don't like to talk. Don't want to talk crap, but I just want to know, when you semicolon, did it shimmy out your colon?
Yeah, I see what he did there. Now that's podcasting.
Yeah, he said.
But it's a radio show.
Yeah, but he said the joke that he gave the joke more credence for those of you that are a little slower, DA.
No, he gave it its majority credence.
Okay, keep building on it after it's dead. That's what we got to do here on radio show. All right, so the KFC made me sick. Now, on to the birthday cake.
Okay.
Disappointing.
For lack of to save on time, it was disappointing.
Dang.
It was disappointing.
What kind was it?
It was a black cherry ice cream cake And I have a picture of it, and I'll hold the picture up.
That sounds promising, though.
It was black cherry ice cream.
Oh, there ain't no black cherries on it.
It was black cherry ice cream on a vanilla cake. And everything that you're seeing, if you're on the live feed, and this is the day for YouTube, what you're seeing is not whipped cream. That's actually whipped ice cream.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But what I failed in doing was turning on my inner Food Network and realizing in order to make a successful non-dairy ice cream, you have to bump up the sugar. And when you make an ice cream cake, why ice cream cakes work is because the dairy in the ice cream works well and combines with the dairy in the cake. And that's why when you're eating the ice cream and the ice cream doesn't separate from the cake.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Right. Because the dairy.
It does bond.
The dairy molecules bring it together. Okay. Yeah. A molecule in the dairy brings it together. Well, when you've taken the dairy out, what do you think happened to my non-dairy ice cream when it was connected to my non-dairy cake?
Slide to the left. Whoop. Slide to the right.
You know what?
Crisscross.
And I'm not going to shout out the company because I found them on the internet. They literally are a couple of miles away from my house. They are a newer company here in Arizona, so I'm not going to S on them. But I hear that their normal ice cream is really good. This ice cream cake didn't. And guess what, DA? I didn't buy the ice cream cake either.
What does that mean?
I rented it.
Oh.
Dang. You might as well just got the real dairy.
I might as well could have got. Well, the real dairy would have done the opposite. I wouldn't have bought it. I would have owned it. Invested in it, built this building on top of it, rented the building out, gathered about $200,000 worth of rent payments from the tenants.
That's good.
Kicked those tenants out, brought more tenants in. Mm. And then finally, when I did decide to actually let go of the property, it would have taken probably half of the land around it with it.
You know what's funny?
And I'm speaking in big, that was a big, huge metaphor for those of you tracking at home.
He said that's good equity.
and I like what you did there, Corey, because both the tenants and the property.
See, you're about to put a semicolon.
Would be feces.
You're about to.
That was a beautiful double entendre.
You don't need to put a semicolon on it, DA.
I'm just in awe. I've been dookieing on you. See what I did there now. About, that's how you podcast. That's how you radio show. But then you come and you're the grandmaster and you just put the exclamation point at the end of it.
And then you bring your stupid semicolon. The people listening don't need a semicolon, DA.
They don't. They don't need it.
Nobody needs those additional broken down details.
It seems like you need another semicolon.
But I'm bumped.
That was my finger roll.
I got a new semicolon a couple of years ago. It came with Wi-Fi. Listen to the show back. But nevertheless, I blundered my whole birthday. It's my fault. I didn't do anything. The kids called. They FaceTimed. They did all of that stuff. I did absolutely nothing. My good friend, the White Knight, was planning on coming and bombarding my house. And he was texting me most of the afternoon saying, I'm coming by after work. I'm stopping by. I'm just going to see you, blah, blah, blah. And as you know, he's been a previous person that I've led. He's got a pandemic pass to get into my house. And he was like, I'm coming by, man. I'm going to see you. I don't want you to be by yourself for your birthday. I'm going to be there around 6:15. I'm going to be there around 6:20. I'm going to be there around 6:30. I'm going to be there around 6:45. I'm going to be there around 7. I'm going to be there around 8 o'clock.
Dang. I didn't know the White Knight was black. That's some CP time.
He's in
right
white
there.
Face so they don't lynch him.
Oh, Billie Holiday. Nevertheless,
Scottsdale is a sundown town.
Nevertheless, I botched it and my birthday sucked and it's my fault. I didn't do anything. And the only thing I got for my birthday was a new pair of house shoes.
Ooh.
Yeah, around the house most of the time. That's a great gift.
Because I know, old. Right? And DA, thank you very much for wishing me happy birthday.
You're welcome.
Awkward.
Bro, I told you the day before. I was supposed to tell you. I got to tell you every day of the week.
Semicolon. DA, thank you for wishing me happy birthday on my birthday.
I did. Okay. And then he said on his birthday.
Okay.
He got me there. You didn't do it, DJ?
No, I didn't do it. I said it the day before.
Wait, hold on a minute. After the love has gone. And you know what?
He is lit. He is lit.
We're not sponsored by Crown Royal.
Hey,
I see why the brothers go
ham. Before the disconnect tonight, you may actually have that $100. All right, so I screwed up my own birthday. It was horrible. It was my fault. D.A. Jesus, Pizza. He's lost it. Anyway.
I never had it.
I screwed it up. DT, where are we at on time? Because the next
we have 2 minutes before break.
You know what? Let's hit the break a little harder. Okay. Like DA is hitting.
Gives me time to re-up
that weed pen and that can.
Give me time to re-up.
It is tobacco.
Yeah. Okay. And we're gonna take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. And you on the other side of this break, DT, get your motor running, because on the other side of this. We're heading into a corner of the show we haven't been in quite some time. Ladies and gentlemen, Conspiracy Corner. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this on fatguyradioshow.com.
Hello, everybody. You might not know who I am, but my uncle is the star of this show, and my daddy is on this show. So yes, I'm talking about Uncle Corey and my daddy, DJ Little D. Now I'm doing this commercial to tell you to tell all your friends to listen to the show and buy the bonus show afterward. Now I'm only 10 years old, so I can't buy the bonus show, but you are old enough to buy the bonus show, so why don't you just buy it? Don't all big people have all the money? It just makes sense. So go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterbird and subscribe. I promise you, if you do, I'll tape another commercial, because who doesn't like a cute little girl's voice on the radio? And sorry, my sister was making all that noise.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blay.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Home Depot. More than just hammer and nails, that's why I call it the Home Improvement Center. Everything you need to improve your home. Up to 15% off kitchen and dining furniture, up to 20% off bedroom furniture. Now is the time to take advantage of these deals and more through the Home Depot banner at fatguyradioshow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And welcome back to the show, everybody everywhere. For those of you that are just joining us on our live stream, I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as Corito Blazito, the big sexy chocolate, the drip, the bank buster bobbin.
Oh, the BBB.
You know what I'm saying? That's who I'm. I'm also, you know, I'm in the streets. They call me Huggy Bear Boo Boo Chocolate Squeezer.
Damn, that's a scary
sounding
ass name.
That's me, baby.
Keep it in order.
You know what I'm saying? And then over there is Doug the DA, drunk, puff, puff, pass, Andrew right there, yo. And then the one, the only, the only African Vato in the hood. The Mocha himself, Daniel Dite. Mofo cap busting you in your ass. Taylor.
Orale Vato.
Orale, home.
Sorry, folks, I have to do this, but I have to semicolon myself out for a few minutes. Boys, please cover me for a second. I will be right back.
Sports stop.
Oh, God, please. Oh, here we
actually
go.
Actually, no, I have something I want to talk to you about, DA. It's not sports.
Bye, Corey.
Related.
It's bonding time.
Is it sports
Bye.
Talk or is it not sports?
Not sports.
Okay.
All
bonding
right.
Time.
Bye, Felicia.
You're Felicia.
Now that he's gone, let's talk about the Suns. No, I'm just playing. No, real talk. So I recently rewatched Black Panther.
Okay.
And it has occurred to me that the true hero in that movie is M'Baku, leader of the Jabari.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why.
Yeah, you're not going to get in opposition from me. Go. I don't want to step on it. Go ahead.
Here is why. So watching it, he comes down off the mountain on challenge day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his sole reason for challenging T'Challa for the mantle of Black Panther and King is because he's been watching from the mountain and is not liking how the country's been being ran.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, your leader isn't strong enough. You have a child running your technological advances, yet she scoffs at tradition.
Mm.
And like all the disrespect. And he's like, we're not going to take this anymore.
It was a powerful speech. We have watched on the mountaintop.
As your technology has mm-hmm. been.
Yeah, your technological advance.
It was really, we will not have it. We mm-hmm. will not have it.
Mm-hmm.
But he ends up losing the fight, right?
Yep.
There's a moment in the fight where he's sitting there getting choked out by T'Challa. And T'Challa says, yield. He said, no, I'd rather die. And he says, yield, your people need you. And at that moment, he looks at his men and yields.
Mm-hmm.
Because he realized in death, he would not be able to be a great leader for his men.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after T'Challa has been defeated by Killmonger, his sister, his girl Nakia, and his mom go to the Jabari.
Mm-hmm.
And offer up the heart-shaped herb and gives him the keys and say, we rather have you as king.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment, he had to make a critical decision.
Mm-hmm.
I could take it, but after seeing what happened to T'Challa and everything, like after his defeat, up to him being murdered, he's like, you know what? T'Challa is the right man for this. I mm-hmm. am not going to take mantle of King and mm-hmm. Black Panther. I'm going to give it to the rightful one,
mm-hmm.
T'Challa.
Mm-hmm.
Then T'Challa's like, hey, this enemy affects all of us. We need your help. And he's like, no, we're not going to fight. We're not going to fight.
Go back before that. You skipped over another part. He saved T'Challa.
Yes. Yes.
Saved his ass.
Saved T'Challa.
Yeah, definitely. Saved the movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He wouldn't, like, he saved him. And even having him saved and knowing he was safe, they were still offering him the herb before knowing that. But he's like, no, I know who the rightful king is. I'm going to give it to T'Challa. And then say, mm-hmm. hey, y'all can take him out of the ice if you want him to die. Like, he's not going to last.
Because if he took it, then T'Challa needed that. The earth to live.
So he saved T'Challa and in essence saved Wakanda twice.
Yeah.
And then he's like, we're not gonna fight. Then after a while, he's like, you know what? He's right. This is the rightful king, and he's right, Killmonger's gonna come for all of us.
Yeah.
So
just
he
like
swallows-
the whale, he came right on time.
Exactly. He jumped out of the surface of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I'm going to show you the might of the Jabari. He is the unsung hero of that movie. And
mm-hmm.
one of the most underrated characters. And has some of the greatest character development that is so subtle that if you don't really see it more than twice, maybe three times, you're not really going to catch it.
And I've always liked him. And his on-screen time is probably very low.
Yeah.
But he commands the scenes that he's in. Like when he starts barking, that's one of my favorite parts in the movie.
You do not speak here, colonizer. He's like, you speak again, I'll feed you to my children. No, I'm playing. We're vegetarians.
And for those of you that need a palate cleanser for that, thank you, boys, for covering. Here's a little palate cleanser from back in the day. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
That would be a cute creature.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was a commercial from Super Bowl many, many years ago. D.A.
Yeah, it's Mountain Dew Surge.
You uncultured swine. All right, welcome back to I'm Back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for that. All right, let's head over into Open Up the Door. to Conspiracy Corner.
Hey, what you got?
I got a couple of conspiracies that I want to bring up. All right, first off, the McDonald's new chicken sandwich. Have any of you had it?
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give my review, and then tell me if you agree or you disagree. I'd rather lick DA's foot than have another freaking McDonald's chicken sandwich. They're new chicken sandwiches. They have a spicy one, they have a regular one, and then they have a supreme one that comes with like tomatoes and lettuce and all that other kind of crap on it. I was really excited. I've been fat person failing for like since my birthday, eating horribly. I hit the Taco Bell, I hit the McD's, I hit the Carl's of the Junior, and when I was done, he was Carl Senior.
Age that store.
Carl the Third.
But McDonald's new chicken sandwiches. Come on, man. Seriously? No. I'm going to tell you what I thought it was. There's some type of coating on the bun of the sandwich. The chicken by itself, I could rock with. I could lean with. I could rock with it. Mm-hmm. The bun by itself, I could lean with it. I could rock with it. But there is something in the coating on the top bun that is fighting something in the seasoning of the chicken. And that's what I was able to break down. And it is McDonald's direct way of thumbing their nose at Chick-fil-A because it came in a bag like Chick-fil-A sandwiches do. Chick-fil-A ain't got to worry. They don't have to fight back on this chicken sandwich war. They win hands down because that was horrible. Sorry, McD's. I love your fries. I love your Egg McMuffins in the morning that I should have had on my birthday instead of Denny's. But you missed the boat with this chicken sandwich. I'm out on the chicken sandwich. Here's the thing. It was so bad, boys. Mm-hmm. I didn't even eat the whole thing. And you know that's hard for a man my size to do.
Yeah, hey, Corey, I am going, and I just got to get this out real quick, wholeheartedly agree with you. And I find it beautiful because I bit into it. I was like, what is this BS?
It left like a chemical taste in your mouth.
Yes. It was not only was it bad, it was disgusting.
Yeah, it left a chemical taste.
I ate half of it. I put it down, and my wife said, are you going to finish? I was like, no.
No, I did the same thing.
I don't think I will.
I put it back in the bag it came out of, and I'm not talking about the McDonald's bag. I'm talking about the bag that they clearly took from Chick-fil-A, rubbed off the Chick-fil-A logo, and stuck a McDonald's sticker on it, and they served it to me. And here's the thing. I ordered all three of the sandwiches because I wanted to give them a good review.
Oh, wow.
You know, I
just had the spicy.
I may have been in my fat feelings, but nevertheless, they screwed up the order. They didn't give me the supreme one with the lettuce and the tomato, but they also didn't charge me for it, so no harm, no foul.
It's a wash.
Ooh.
Here we go.
I guess I'm in the minority here because I had it and I actually finished it.
Did you?
And
like
I bought it again.
So you liked it.
You liked it. Which one did you have?
I had the spicy. Damn. I've only had it twice. I thought it was decent. I'm not saying it's better than Chick-fil-A. I definitely go to Chick-fil-A for the spicy deluxe. And the Chick-fil-A spicy deluxe come in a box. So.
You know how bad I didn't like it, DA?
How bad?
I'd rather have the one from Popeyes.
And I didn't
even like the one from Popeyes, DT, if you recall.
I do too.
I recall that too. And I was going to check you on that because you said Chick-fil-A hands down. I'm like, no, Popeyes chicken sandwich makes a very hearty argument.
But I was saying McDonald's presentation of their chicken sandwich was reminiscent to Chick-fil-A, because Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwiches come in a bag.
So does Popeyes.
Oh, okay. The one that did it? I thought it was wrapped when we had it in studio.
No, it comes in a bag.
Mine comes in a box.
The bag, the chicken sandwich in the bag is synonymous in my mind to Chick-fil-A. And that's why I kind of
get the deluxe, because the deluxe comes in a box. Because I get the deluxe, spicy deluxe with the pepper jack cheese, and it gets always in from Chick-fil-A, and it's always in a box.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I didn't like it. But then that leads to another conspiracy that has been going on for quite some time. And I believe Dite has brought this up on the show several times. And I think it's a pain that we all have felt. And quite honestly, it's a pain that millions of people around the world have felt. McDonald's inability to always have a higher probability of their ice cream machine not working.
Yep.
So I will give a shout out to TMOS, the Michael Mara show, because this was brought up on their show where Michael Mara himself brought up a YouTube video that was just recently released breaking down why McDonald's ice cream machines are always out of order or have a higher percentage of being out of order when the same ice cream machine supplier puts the same ice cream machines in Wendy's and Jack in the Box and other restaurants and stuff like that. Now, I will say that the Wendy's ice cream machine has gone down. DT, I believe you've experienced Wendy's not having ice cream at one point.
Yeah, but it was like late at night and they were doing cleaning.
They were doing cleaning.
Wow. Yeah.
But there's a YouTube video, and we'll link the YouTube video up on our Facebook page, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/FatGuyRadioShow, of what I'm alluding to. But it was this guy, very nerdy guy, that literally broke down why the McDonald's ice cream machine is always out of order. DT, did you? I sent this video to the guys. Did you guys have a chance to watch it at all?
Were we supposed to watch something?
I did, Corey.
No, I actually sat there and watched it. Actually, I watched it when you sent it. I was literally on my lunch break, and I watched it, and it took me my whole lunch break because I was on a 30-minute lunch break.
Yeah, it's about 29 minutes, 30 minutes or so.
I think it was my 40, whole lunch break.
Who's counting?
And I watched it, and I was like, thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't think I was going to get that into it, especially for it to be 29 minutes. I was like,
right.
Okay. There's some stuff going on here.
Okay,
some nefarious stuff going on here.
Let's break it down on the other side of this break. Let's break it down a little bit, and we'll get to that. And then I have one more small little conspiracy that I want to bring up in Conspiracy Corner, and we'll see if we get to it. But I wanted to hear, boys, your reaction to that video, because you know what? It blew the case wide open for me. I will say that right here on the front sale. It blew the case wide open. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We will be right back after this.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
When I paint at school, I wear a smock. It protects me from paint. When the cookie sheet is hot, I wear a potholder. It protects me from getting burned. When it rains, I wear a raincoat. It protects me from getting rained on. When it's cold, I wear a jacket. It protects me from getting cold. When my friends go to the pool, they wear sunscreen. It protects them from getting sunburned. When my mom and I garden, I wear gloves. It protects me from getting dirty. My dad wears a hat. It protects him from getting sun in his eyes. We all wear things to protect ourselves from something. What's different about wearing a mask? #MaskUpArizona.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by our bonus show, After Burn. This is weird. There's two commercials here. Which one do I read?
You can read any ones. Pick one, Corey. They're both great.
Why are there two?
Because I did mine and you did one.
I did not do one. I don't write them.
No, so it's at the bottom. I don't know who wrote that one.
I didn't write one.
Bad dude Flory Mays here.
No, that's not mine. No,
D-Tay's old one. So you wrote a new one and you didn't take out the old one.
I don't delete stuff. Ask anybody. I don't delete emails. I don't throw away receipts.
But your inability to delete has confused me.
I think living...
This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. Imagine the scene. You arrive via limo to the party of the year. You walk in. Beautiful women line the walls of the mansion. But no, They look bored. It's quiet. The DJ was arrested earlier in the evening for attempting to bang the host's wife. Luckily, you visited fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and purchased one of their tiers. $3 for audio, $8 for visual. You plug the aux cord. Fart noises engulf the ballroom, followed by laughter. You saved the day. President Biden touches your arm and he says, "Where I am." And you say, "Afterburn." fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. And remember, if you aren't a member of Afterburn, then you ain't. I'm not saying that.
What? If you're not a member of Afterburn, then you ain't what?
If you're not a member of Afterburn, you ain't black.
Black Lives Matter.
Where am I? Where?
Where wait. I am.
What did he? What did Biden say?
Where I am.
Where I am.
I didn't write it like that either. I think you read it like that.
No, it like says that. Where. Where, oh, where am I?
Yeah, there you go. But hey, no, that one was better. Again, that was like a podcasting finger roll off the backboard to like a tomahawk.
DA, you gotta delete the other one because if you notice that all the other commercial reads, I don't have to scroll for. I have to scroll for yours. There are mechanics. Listen to this, young podcasters, young radio stars out there. Listen to this.
That's
make
me.
Your stuff. Make the mechanics work so you can have a seamless integration of them. DA, see, I don't like to scroll in the middle of a read.
If you paid attention pre-show, I mentioned, hey, I have a commercial in there, but you had another one. So I'm not going to delete. I said that to you, Blaze.
Okay. I'm going to break this down to you.
Yo, one old ass.
More time.
Old ass.
That segment of the notes. Number one, DA, I'm not even going to point out the fact that you put the effing commercial on the notes of the drive. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to point that out. And then I'm not going to point
so
out.
Find it
I'm not going to point out that at 5:57 you moved it over to where they should be. I'm not going to point that out, DA.
That was 3 minutes before we even supposed to get. DT, can you arbitrate?
All I'm saying arbitrate? Is.
Did I not tell his fat ass that the,
all I'm saying
I added
is
a commercial?
I feel because every month we have a new doc for the reads, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, and it's evident because the colors change.
Every so week why, we have a new doc. Not every month. No,
every
for
month.
For the break reads.
For the break reads. So why is the Flory Maze in the in April there? When I put it in the March?
I don't even know.
Because he didn't delete it.
Fluidity. I didn't even see it.
And then the week before when
but
we did
the
do the show,
is, how
he put
is it
in the show
in
notes. It's because the document gets copied over, and then when the new
okay.
reads come in for the sponsors, Target, Home Depot, and Swag, they're written over.
Okay.
You're opening a can of worms.
I was like, I don't even know how that got in there because I didn't type it in the wrong one because that doc wasn't even existing.
But he clearly put it in there and dated it after Burn Reed 429. And DA, if you would have looked at any other document, there's no previous commercials from a previous show still there.
Are you going to point out that it also said February 21st or August, April 21st? Are you going to point that out too? Is the wrong date on there?
It's not the wrong date. There's no dates on here at all.
It's at the bottom.
It says April 2-1, which is the month and the year because our reads change every month. You
that's
have
stupid.
No organization skills whatsoever.
That's stupid. And you just
like McDonald's.
Side-railed the whole show.
You side-railed it by giving me some backwards-ass read. We have this argument every time. Afterburn, we have
twice?
This argument every time.
I only did it twice.
And you screwed
Blaze.
Up both times. Andrew.
Blaze.
Andrew.
Move the food over from your ass and pull the stick out of it.
What is
write that,
that
one
mean?
Down, DT.
No,
write that one down.
Don't write that one down. I don't even know what that means, and I'm not even going to justify it by giving it a response.
You just did, though.
Back to Conspiracy Corner.
What did you get?
Yeah.
Wrong button. Damn it. DA, you did. Threw me all off now.
You thrown off regardless.
And that is 6558. Here's the
that's a title to
back
thrown off regardless.
65 6604.
I'm not gonna be able to drink on the shows no more.
You are correct. Back into Conspiracy Corner, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Robert Test.
What did you think What did you think of the McDonald's video explaining why the McDonald's ice cream machine is never working?
I thought that was crazy because it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense that, because they're always saying, oh, you know, it's down for repairs. Oh, because we're cleaning it and everything. And then they're explaining that, yeah, they try to do the heat treat at the end of the night when there's no one there.
Right.
And then in shift does it before they leave. And then morning shift comes on and then goes through the whole thing and gets it back running. And then if it's off by even a little degree, it says it fails.
And it gives it some type of hieroglyphic code.
Exactly. And it doesn't tell them exactly what happened.
Never does.
And it's crazy. And then what's even crazier is how many times they have to call the service technician per the manual.
Yeah.
The operating manual.
But did you notice that they're in the documentary, the little mini documentary, that there's another manual? There's a technician's manual?
Yeah.
That
with
says,
a secret code that has all the code breakdowns and everything and tells you exactly what's wrong with it and how to fix it.
DA, what was your response to the conspiracy video?
And usually I love conspiracies, but I call shenanigans on all this BS.
Really? How and why?
Y'all forgot I worked at McDonald's for about 3 months.
That's a lengthy career.
It was.
How long ago?
Like 2009.
Okay.
And we had ice cream. And the thing is...
But did you guys have those new machines?
Yes, I had it every night. I was one of the only McDonald's in Tucson that we closed at midnight.
Okay.
So come 9 o'clock, my supervisor trained me. He said, hey, Doug, at the end of the night, monitor the ice cream. When it gets low up top, don't refill it for anybody. Like past 10, don't do it. Say it's broken. And they instructed the same people in the drive-thru to do the same. The reason is because we know you're not supposed to keep ice cream up there and heat it and drain it through. If all the ice cream is out of it, you can just pour water in there and it does the same even better.
Mm.
So we drained it every night and we just said, it's broken. We're not going to refill it with ice cream that might make gunk it up. What they were saying made no sense.
No, what you're saying is you had a smart manager.
Yeah.
Well, he read it. He said it's in the manual to do this. And I said, okay, that makes sense because people don't want to wait till the end of the night and then possibly waste. We waste a lot of food. I went home with bags every night. Everybody loved me. It was like that Dave Chappelle skit. When he was working and he got the burger, he was just handing out burgers. Like, you waste so much, they didn't want to waste the ice cream.
But the heat treat isn't to clean the machine. It's to kill off the bacteria in the ice cream.
Well, we fill that joint up every night. Or every morning, I should say. Sorry. Every morning we filled it up.
Well, someone had to do the heat treat, though, for it.
Yeah, there had to be a heat treat.
With water.
You can't heat treat ice cream with water.
Bro, when you got stuff like that rolling through, you have to rinse it out.
I get that, but that's not what you're talking about cleaning the system. We're talking about heat treating the ice cream. When you have ice cream, that dairy in there, because you don't just throw ice cream in there, right?
No, it's not. It's very soft, sir. Like, and then you go, like they said, you pour an hour or two to get it really cold.
Exactly. But the thing is when it's running through that all day, it needs to be heat treated at some point because of the bacteria that builds up.
And DA, I'm not saying that now that we're not saying that this is every McDonald's right now in the Phoenix metropolitan area, 7.93% of McDonald's ice cream machines are currently out of service. How do I know that? From a website that is growing in popularity called McBroken.com.
Okay.
And it was mentioned in the YouTube link that we will put up on our Facebook page.
Okay.
7.9% of the... Okay, so it's a very small number.
93%. They get an A on ice cream availability.
That is in Arizona.
That's
alone.
Just here in the metro. That's in the... Not even this whole state.
That's in the
Phoenix metropolitan area. I'm talking Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, Glendale. That's the major cities. I'm not talking the whole state according to this map. I can tell you which ones are out. All of the ones, and there's a lot out in Buckeye right now.
Oh, damn. Well, there's not a lot of McDonald's in Buckeye. If one's out, it's 100%.
Is the one out in South Phoenix on 24th Street and Broadway?
Or Baseline? Let's see here if it gives me that. I can't.
Because if not, I'm finally going back.
Oh, okay, this website is not very user-friendly. What did you say?
24th Street and Baseline.
24th Street and Baseline.
Boop, boop, boop.
It just says East 24th Street out. It's listed as the ice cream machine broke in East 24th Street.
Yep. Dang. Always. It always out. Yeah. Always out.
Who updates that?
8220 West Indian School out.
And you know what? You know what's funny? Is I made a joke
that's funny
about what union these ice cream machines are on because they're able to be out all the time and not get fired. And it's in the contract of the franchises to have the same exact model. And they can't have any third-party model. They can't have anyone come work on it outside of the ice cream manufacturer, the ice cream maker manufacturer service technician.
Yep.
If not, they run risk avoiding their warranties.
And if they do that, they also step outside of their franchise contract, which also means that McDonald's Corporation can step in. The whole thing, and you can watch the video, boils down to the fact that two companies that have been around for a very long time are in bed with each other, and unfortunately, franchisees and customers pay the price. One more quick hit conspiracy here at the end of the show. Boys, Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
Very prominent company given the pandemic. DA, I believe you got the Pfizer. Did you get the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna's?
I think I got the Johnson & Johnson.
You got the AstraZeneca.
No, I got the Pfizer.
Okay, so Pfizer announced that they are coming out, or they are planning on coming out by the end of the year, with a COVID-19 pill for home treatment. Okay, so if you get COVID at home, there will be a pill you can basically take to treat it.
Double it as a Viagra, it will sell like hotcakes.
Let's go into the conspiracy corner. Because with COVID, follow me on this, boys. With COVID having flu-like symptoms or representing itself like it's the flu, given a little bit more of a severity of the flu, why have we been forced to take flu shots for so many years when the technology is clearly in place for them to start working on a COVID treatment? And if they are able to work on a COVID treatment so quickly and so rapidly, then that means to me that there could have possibly been some science in place that could have avoided us having to take flu shots mandated by a lot of employers. And we could even roll it even further back to where we probably have been the scientists that have probably been sitting on the cure for the common cold.
Mm.
And I tie all this back to the fact that we have had a disease that has been rampant upon the planet for a little over a year. And before its second birthday, we're gonna have a at-home pill available to counteract it. To counteract a disease that mimics and is very close to being the flu, and the flu is a higher form of a cold. I smell a rat in the science community as to why we've been getting flu shots and being forced to get flu shots when we possibly have been sitting on the cure for the flu or the common cold all these years. That's my conspiracy.
And that's kind of unfair. You're making me seem like I'm not a conspiracy theorist, because here's the thing. You're falling into the same trap that everybody did last year.
And what is that?
Comparing it to the flu. It's not the flu.
I know. I'm not saying that it's the flu. It has
and they're saying you can't even compare it, though.
I know, but it has. Issue. But the
speak on your mic.
But the science breakdown, DA, is the additional protein that's not found in the common flu. Okay, that's what makes it the coronavirus. The coronavirus has those little red little proteins that we've been seeing plastered around the media. That's what separates it on a scientific level from the flu. The vaccine that you and a lot of Americans and people around the world have received is not based on a new science. It's based on an old science that has been manipulated to cure or combat the COVID-19 protein that is found. Yes.
The mRNA.
But here's my conspiracy. If the mRNA technology, the base of it, has been around for quite some time, why haven't we manufactured that to fight the standard flu and the common cold? What it seems like to me is that the technology is there. The availability was there, but I don't think that the science community or doctors or not doctors or pharmacies or these government agencies found any urgency in it like they did when COVID hit. Mm-hmm. We're not building something new. We're manipulating something old. We're basically taking something that has been around for some time and we found a way to manipulate it. So that means that that thing that's been around for some time, why haven't we focused on those MRDAs or MDRs or those motor vehicle departments and formed it to combat the flu so we wouldn't have to keep taking these damn shots?
Now here, I haven't done any research on this. This is from what I've heard in my years on this earth.
Speak on it.
Now, you make a very good point, Corey.
Thank you very
However,
much.
Like from my understanding, the flu mutates every year, from year to year.
True.
So, maybe that technology that they used to create the cure, the vaccine and whatnot for COVID was able because they were actually trying to find a cure for the flu. And that's the basis of how they were able to so quickly come up with a vaccine for Corona.
Okay. That's a hard pivot to debate because even though you haven't done research, that's a very different perspective that is rooted in what I feel is some strong science. Okay. So it's a timing issue because it just threw me off that Pfizer was ready and working to roll out this pill by the end of this year to combat COVID at home. And it made me immediately think, well, why hasn't Pfizer and the scientists worked the same thing to combat a flu treatment, avoiding us to have a flu shot every year? But what you just explained, Dite, I can't really argue it. That's a valid counter argument.
And to double down, they can't, because the flu mutates every year. How are we able to get the vaccine for it so quickly? Because of that past research on it, and we're able to mutate it to help combat it for the new year.
True. However, they do change the flu shots every year. A flu shot is changed and adjusted every year to try to combat some of those. But what I'm focused on is that Pfizer is getting ready to roll out a at-home treatment, which most likely would probably avoid people. So if you go outside and you get the COVID, you pop a little Pfizer pill, your wee-wee pops up, but you don't have the COVID after a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, how come we didn't have that?
So I misunderstood. Time out. You're telling me, I thought it was replacing the vaccine.
No.
Meaning you can still possibly get the COVID. You're saying if you get the COVID, you could pop it and kill the COVID.
You can get the COVID and you can pop it. They're calling it a COVID treatment.
It could be different. A placebo.
Oh, well, that's different then. Then, yeah, they probably could have had that years ago then.
Right. So that was my concern.
I thought it was in lieu of the vaccine. Because if you get the vaccine, you can still get the COVID.
Yeah, that one of the senators down in Tucson just proved that. She's fully vaccinated and still contracted COVID.
Yeah.
Because my question is, cost effectively, how much more cost effective is it to produce a liquid vaccine opposed to mass produce at home treatments?
I feel like
let me tell you this.
I don't know.
The flu vaccines are paid by you and I and our health insurance. Okay. You may be able to go into Walmart and pay $10 or whatever, but they're underwritten by an insurance company somewhere. Mm. The COVID vaccine is a little different because it's more of an urgent use and it's government covered and government funded, and it's billions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars. Don't think that Pfizer is doing this out of the kindness of their heart. They're not.
They're a private company.
Pfizer is going to be rolling jets down Miami and flying in private jets for a long. Pfizer will never go broke. They
Moderna's
are the new
stock is at 183.
They are the new Merrill Lynch of vaccine. They're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If they, I believe DT, at home treatments takes the, I'm going back into conspiracy corner, releasing this at home treatment takes the responsibility and the need for more federal money and puts it now in the hands of the insurance company.
Yo, Corey, you saying this live?
I'm gonna be killed when I walk
watch
out of this
building. Watch your ass.
I'm gonna be killed when I'm gonna be killed like the guy that invented the car that can run on water. I'm gonna be shot down, gunned down when I leave this studio.
JFK,
but JFK
orca whale spear.
I got a Moby Dick you.
Hey, please, no. All right, sorry. But I apologize for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's all the time we have for you. I didn't get to my Bitch of the Year nominee, but we'll hold it back. DA, thank you for posting that McDonald's video up on our Facebook page, even during the show, man. You're on top of it.
That's all me, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. Now that I have to scroll down my break read streak because of DA's... These fat fingers don't scroll very well, DA. I hate you so much. All right,
the calories.
My apologies to Justin Bieber. We plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. Oh, we are way, way, way over, but that was a good conversation. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. I didn't get a chance to yell out my Twitch fan, Twitch follower. I'll do it next week. I'm so sorry. In the meantime, shout out Benny Streams. All right. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, tell them. They'll make you laugh and depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew. And my little brother, DJ Little D in Absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.